Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
It's time to talk about the crew. Brought to you by Pool Park in Menominee Falls. Pool Park, a family-owned business that's been around since 1964, specializes in above-ground and semi-in-ground pools, hot tubs, water care, and pool service and maintenance. Plus, get 5% off cleaning supplies if you're wearing your favorite crew apparel. It's Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's, with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer on The Fan.
All right, let's get to it. Crew coming off a winning 2 out of 3 over the weekend. Joining us now, as he does every Monday and Friday, he is Drew Wagner from Forbes Sports. Follow him on Twitter at @ByAndrewWagner. Drew, thanks for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
Is it winter yet?
No. It's 92 out. Another person that does not like heat, I'm pretty sure, if I remember correctly.
I openly admit winter is the best season. And yeah. I will not apologize for it, because summer, you get like one nice weekend where it's like, okay, cool. You know, you're going to have a beautiful 75-degree day, nice breeze, go out work on the yard, and then it's just hot, humid, or storming the rest of the year. Then fall, it's like you're always 10 minutes away from it raining or being dark. Spring, you keep waiting for the nice weather to come, and it never does. Winter, though, you know it's going to suck. Like, every day is going to suck. Then you get that one day, that one nice sunny day, you're like, oh, this is fine. Okay, cool. It's not horrible. And you can always do stuff to get warmer.
True.
In the summer, you cannot. I'm a fat, middle-aged Wisconsin man. There's only so far I can go before it's indecent exposure.
That is very, very true. Yes. You're talking to a person whose vehicle is struggling with air conditioning right now, so I am living that fun life as well. Okay.
No AC in my house, no AC in my car, buddy. I got you.
Oh, my God. Even worse. I couldn't even imagine. Like, oh, my God, I would die. I'm pretty sure I could not handle that. Okay, let's talk about the Milwaukee Brewers. I normally, this year, have defended against everybody screaming about bunts, everybody screaming about guys getting thrown out on the bases, trying to steal and be overly aggressive and so forth. The Perkins bunt pop-up at the end of the game Friday night, I have no defense for that, Andrew Wagner, none whatsoever. What about you?
You know what? Neither does he, and he knows that. Listen, and I put this on Twitter, and I got blasted for it because, oh, he's carrying the water. But listen, the kid, and I'm going to call him a kid because everyone's a kid now compared to me. The kid was standing in his locker waiting for us. And I know you're not there much anymore, and I know, I get that. But you have been in the room before.
Yep, oh yeah.
So you know what it's like waiting for dudes that we need to talk to.
Yep.
Vets who have been around a long time, and they're not there. They don't want to talk about
it. Not like Rory McIlroy, who was on a plane out of Dodge 53 minutes after Bryson DeChambeau won. 53 minutes he was in a plane that quickly.
We'll talk about that at the end, because I could not be happier about that. But no, I'm going to give the kid credit. He was at his locker. He was waiting for us.
Yep.
And the first thing out of his mouth was basically, I bleeped up. And then beyond that, he walked us through his thought process. Here's what I was thinking. Here's why I did this. explained it, didn't make an excuse. This is what I did. This is why I did it. I know that I screwed up, and I can't do that again. And I give that kid a ton of credit for owning that mistake, for sitting there and facing the heat. And probably, let's face it, that had got to have been the lowest point of his baseball career. And I'm going through the minor leagues. I'm going through college. I'm going through little league. I mean, that had to be the lowest point of his entire baseball career. And he sat there and he owned it. And the beauty of baseball is no matter how badly you screw up, you're going to have a chance to redeem yourself the next day. He was back in the starting lineup the next day. He wasn't benched like everybody was demanded. And I know a couple of people said he should be sent down for that. No, they're going to put your butt back in the lineup the next day. And I love Murphy's explanation of it. He wasn't happy with the decision. You saw on TV.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you know
yep.
exactly what he said.
I do.
But he didn't come into the locker room or come into the press conference and rip the kid to shreds. He didn't bench the kid the next day. He said, listen, this is basically the cost of doing business when you're going with a roster with a bunch of dudes that haven't been here before. And as much as this stinks and costs us a game, we have won way more games at times when these kids take chances and do stuff. And he's going to learn something from it. And chances are he'll end up being the hero. And look what happens 2 days later. I mean, Perk becomes the hero again. I mean, that in itself, and you know me, I'm not a positive, happy person.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Beauty of baseball. Like, could there have been a better hero yesterday than Perk after what he went through on Friday?
I agree.
Like,
yep.
So it was a stupid decision, and everyone knows it, including him. No one beat himself up for it more than him. And, you know, these dudes are human beings. Like, they read your stupid tweets, people. Like, they read those things, and it stings. You know, imagine if someone came into your job and told you that you stunk every day. I know I do that to you, Sparky.
Well, with all due respect, that's their own fault. I've said for time and time again, I'm an advocate of Ryan Braun. That is no social media. If I was an athlete, I wouldn't be on social media. There's no chance.
There's no chance that any athlete that says they're not on social media is actually not on social media.
Well, I don't know. I'm just saying, maybe a burner, but just not putting your name out there so they can come at you whenever they want.
Yeah.
I mean, from that perspective, it makes all the sense in the world to me. Now, you're not going to get all the praise when you do well either. I mean, there's two sides of it. But either way, I wouldn't be on social media. I have this for you, and I would love to know. So I wonder if Murphy, after that, is thinking to himself, you know, maybe we should have a no bunt sign of... You know, pretty much, y'all can do what you want to do most of the time because clearly he's allowed them to do what they want. Yelich with that squeeze, you know, that scores Terang the other yesterday too. So that's fine, but maybe there needs to be a no bunt side for situations like that to kind of take out of the mind of somebody thinking about doing it in the future.
I think they have their no bunt side now, and that's the image of Perk putting that bunt down. I mean, that's the other beauty of it. That's going to end up winning a game in the future because that thought's not going to cross anyone's mind anymore. I mean, they're going to the whole thing came down to think less. You know, Perk put a bunch of thought into it. And whether you agree with his logic or not, he put some thought into it, he made a decision. The no bunt sign is basically, hey, remembering, maybe not think so much, and just trusting yourself to do it. So I don't think they need it. I think that was a valuable lesson that's going to pay off for them down the road. Because, again, this is what happens when you have a roster that's so young and so hungry and so energetic and, you know, playing with house money. You're going to have mistakes like that. It's just, I mean, it's like I'm going to a youth baseball game right now. Imagine the mistakes I'm going to watch in my nephew's game tonight. One of them might learn something from one of them. And I think you saw the whole team learn a valuable lesson on Friday night.
Yeah, that's probably right. How old is your nephew?
How old is Bryce? 13.
Oh, yeah.
If he strikes out, I'm making the kid mow my lawn tomorrow in the heat.
I think that's fair. Yeah, I don't see a problem with that whatsoever. He is Drew Wagner, Forbes Sports. Follow him on Twitter at @ByAndrewWagner. All right, let's talk a little bit more about the Brewers pitching, I guess, and what we've seen so far. Any worries or concerns of Freddie Peralta lately?
I don't know if I want to call it worry or concern. It's definitely something to keep an eye on. If you were seeing a dangerous dip in velo. And I know people are saying, oh, his velo's down a little bit. Well, you know, he's trying to correct something right now, and that tends to happen when you're, you know, scuffling. If you were seeing something that was physically concerning, okay, maybe. But we've seen this from Freddie before. I mean, this is nothing new from Freddie. And it's hard to forget because he's been around so long. He's still a young pitcher. He's still, like, coming into his own. He's 27 years old. He's been here for 27 years, but he's still kind of figuring out. And for so long, he was able to pitch in the shadow of Woods and Burns and not have that additional pressure on him. And I think he's taking the pressure very well. But we've seen this from him. And yeah, I think he's still trying to figure out his sequencing at times. He's still trying to figure out how to calm himself down when situations get a little bit big. And he himself is, you know, sometimes you go out there and you don't have good stuff, and you shove, you absolutely shove and throw a gem. And sometimes you're feeling really good, and you're just, that to me says, okay, this is something that's going to end up being something as little and stupid as, like, adjusting a grip slightly, or maybe you're 1 inch off of where you're lining up on the rubber. Like, you know how weird baseball is.
Yep.
And this very well could be one of those things. And the encouraging thing is, we have seen Freddie go through this before. And we've seen him work through these slumps, and we've seen him be very good. And we know that he's a hard worker. I mean, look at how much he's worked just to get past being Fastball Freddy. So, you know, you don't have to worry about this kid going out and being lackadaisical and just, you know, going out there and pumping heaters to get through it. He's going to work through it and figure it out. And is there anyone you trust more to help a pitcher get out of a slump than Chris Hook and company?
No, I totally agree. Yeah, I'm on board with Chris Hook all the way. We had him on Wisconsin Sports Daily.
Beauty of baseball. Like, could there have been a better hero yesterday than Perk after what he went through on Friday?
I agree.
Like,
yep.
So it was a stupid decision, and everyone knows it, including him. No one beat himself up for it more than him. And, you know, these dudes are human beings. Like, they read your stupid tweets, people. Like, they read those things, and it stings. You know, imagine if someone came into your job and told you that you stunk every day. I know I do that to you, Sparky.
Well, with all due respect, that's their own fault. I've said for time and time again, I'm an advocate of Ryan Braun. That is no social media. If I was an athlete, I wouldn't be
on
social media. There's no chance.
There's no chance that any athlete that says they're not on social media is actually not on social media.
Well, I don't know. I'm just saying,
not a burner.
Because, well, maybe a burner, but just not putting your name out there so they can come at you whenever they want.
Yeah.
I mean, from that perspective, it makes all the sense in the world to me. Now, you're not going to get all the praise when you do well either. I mean, there's two sides of it. But either way, I wouldn't be on social media. I have this for you, and I would love to know. So I wonder if Murphy, after that, is thinking to himself, you know, maybe we should have a no bunt sign of, you know, pretty much y'all can do what you want to do most of the time, because clearly he's allowed them to do what they want. Yelich with that squeeze, you know, that scores Terang the other yesterday too. So that's fine, but maybe there needs to be a no bunt side for situations like that to kind of take out of the mind of somebody thinking about doing it in the future.
I think they have their no bunt side now, and that's the image of Perk putting that bunt down. I mean, that's that's the other beauty of it. That's going to end up winning a game in the future because that thought's not going to cross anyone's mind anymore. I mean, they're going to just the whole thing came down to think less. You know, Perk put a bunch of thought into it, and whether you agree with his logic or not, he put some thought into it. He made a decision. The no bunt sign is basically, hey, remembering maybe not think so much and just trusting yourself to do it. So I don't think they need it. I think that was a valuable lesson that's going to pay off for them down the road. Because again, this is what happens when you have a roster that's so young and so hungry and so energetic and, you know, playing with house money. You're going to have mistakes like that. It's just, I mean, it's like I'm going to a youth baseball game right now. Imagine the mistakes I'm going to watch in my nephew's game tonight. One of them might learn something from one of them. And I think you saw the whole team learn a valuable lesson on Friday night.
Yeah, that's probably right. How old is your nephew?
How old is Bryce? 13.
Oh, yeah.
If he strikes out, I'm making the kid mow my lawn tomorrow in the heat.
I think that's fair. Yeah, I don't see a problem with that whatsoever. He is Drew Wagner, Forbes Sports. Follow him on Twitter at @ByAndrewWagner. All right, let's talk a little bit more about the Brewers pitching, I guess, and what we've seen so far. Any worries or concerns of Freddie Peralta lately?
I don't know if I want to call it worry or concern. It's definitely something to keep an eye on. If you were seeing a dangerous dip in velo. And I know people are saying, oh, his velo's down a little bit. Well, you know, he's trying to correct something right now, and that tends to happen when you're, you know, scuffling. If you were seeing something that was physically concerning, okay, maybe. But we've seen this from Freddie before. I mean, this is nothing new from Freddie. And it's hard to forget because he's been around so long. He's still a young pitcher. He's still, like, coming into his own. He's 27 years old. He's been here for 27 years, but he's still kind of figuring out. And for so long, he was able to pitch in the shadow of Woods and Burns and not have that additional pressure on him. And I think he's taking the pressure very well. But we've seen this from him. And yeah, I think he's still trying to figure out his sequencing at times. He's still trying to figure out how to calm himself down when situations get a little bit big. And he himself is, you know, sometimes you go out there and you don't have good stuff, and you shove, you absolutely shove and throw a gem. And sometimes you're feeling really good, and you're just... That, to me, says, okay, this is something that's going to end up being something as little and stupid as, like, adjusting a grip slightly, or maybe you're one inch off of where you're lining up on the rubber. Like, you know how weird baseball is?
Yep.
And this very well could be one of those things. And the encouraging thing is, we have seen Freddie go through this before. And we've seen him work through these slumps, and we've seen him be very good. And we know that he's a hard worker. I mean, look at how much he's worked just to get past being Fastball Freddy. So, you know, you don't have to worry about this kid going out and being lackadaisical and just, you know, going out there and pumping heaters to get through it. He's going to work through it and figure it out. And is there anyone you trust more to help a pitcher get out of a slump than Chris Hook and company?
No, I totally agree. Yeah, I'm on board with Chris Hook all the way. We had him on Wisconsin Sports Daily a couple weeks ago. Carlos Rodriguez gets the nod tonight against Jose Soriano. Obviously got his first attempt at home in American Family Field. Now with time adjustment and everything else, I wonder how much of a factor that'll play in how he does tonight.
You know, that's always the true test. What happens when a guy goes out for the second time? You know, you're going out for the first time. You've got the adrenaline. You've got the butterflies. You got all the juice running through you. All right, now let's see what you really got. Try to toss the guy's first time.
Nah, we lost Andrew Wagner, whose cell phone is breaking up. He warned us. He was en route to a youth baseball game, and it is going to happen. It's all right, though. I appreciate Drew Wagner. He'll join us again coming up on Friday. Forbes Sports covers the Milwaukee Brewers, and of course, you could follow him on Twitter by Andrew Wagner.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.